Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's wonderful to be with you today as we continue along today and in our study through Psalm 119. You know, it's such a blessing to be with you each and every day to just study God's Word. We would love to hear from you if these podcasts are blessing you. Just to get a little note from you and how they're blessing you would be sure a word of encouragement. You always can email us at info@agapechapeloc.org, or my personal email is treynolds1854@yahoo.com. We would just be ecstatic just to hear how these are blessing you. We just received a report from a fellow over in Africa that's been listening and enjoying the podcast. And what a blessing it was to hear from him. And he asked for prayer. Father, we just pray that you bless our friend over in Africa as he's looking to be built up and strengthened in the things of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Also, for you to enjoy listening to iTunes, remember our podcast now is available on iTunes. When you go to podcasts underneath iTunes, you just search Answers for Today, and then you can enjoy the daily podcast. Well, today, we're in verse number 123. We read, "My eyes fail from seeking your salvation and your righteous word." Boy, it almost sounds like the fellow here is tired. He's been oppressed in the last few verses. He's been, feels like his life has been trampled down and just been dealing with deceit and falsehoods and you name it. He's been having a very difficult time as he's been battling those who come against the Word of God, those who come against from, you know, him and the things that he believed and trying to live a righteous life. Boy, it's almost like we could echo the same thing with this person who wrote this so many years ago as those who would want to oppress us and come against us. But yet he cried out, he says, "My eyes fail from seeking your salvation and your righteous word." You know, the first thing that you notice is that when he mentions his righteous words, God's word is right. You know, even though at times we don't understand how things are moving, why things are being done in a certain way, and why things are so difficult in our lives, ultimately, we as believers, we trust and believe in the faithfulness of God, and certainly to his word. For instance, we currently at church, we're about ready to start the book of Exodus this week. On Sunday nights, I teach verse by verse and through the entire Bible. I don't know any different in doing it than that. I was taught that way by my pastor, Pastor Chuck Smith. And so we do that. And we follow the teaching of God's word verse by verse. We believe it's so important for our growth. But in the book of Exodus, as we start, as you remember now, since we left off the life of Joseph and the family of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and now there's this quiet period for over 300 years. As we pick up the story in chapter 1, it says, "And there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph, otherwise that wasn't friendly and kind to Joseph and those who were his descendants. And he said to his people," otherwise the Egyptians that are around him, "look at the people, the children of Israel are more mighty than we. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them, lest they multiply and inhabit. In the event of war, they also join our enemies and fight against us and so go up in the land." And so here we have the Pharaoh concerned about the bordering nations that were around him. And he was concerned about them coming over the borders and attacking them. And so then if the Egyptians would see the Jews come in and wanting to fight with them, with those invading armies, next thing you know, he would be battling on two fronts, a civil war from within and certainly the war from without. And so he says, "Therefore, let's set taskmasters over them to afflict them with burdens." And they built the Pharaoh's supply city of Pithom and Ramses. And the more they afflicted, The more they afflict them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were dread in the children of Israel. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. Otherwise, not only did he set taskmasters over them, but he really made it tough on them. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage, it tells us, in mortar and brick and all manner of service in the field. And their service in which they made them serve was with rigor. Can you imagine living underneath that type of tyranny, that type of hardship? And it tells us at the end of chapter number 2, we read, "Now it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. Then the children of Israel groaned because the bondage, and they cried out, and their cry came up to God because of their bondage. And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God acknowledged them." You know, here in our psalm, we see that he feels like God has almost abandoned him. He says that his eyes had grown dim for God's salvation. He was just at a place of discouragement because so many things were coming against him, yet God hadn't forgotten him. And that's what so we need to encourage ourselves. No matter if it seems like the enemy has the upper hand, God is ultimately in control of things, and he is working things for his purpose and certainly for his glory. Remember what Paul wrote there, that all things work together for good, for those that love God and called according to his purpose. In Romans 8, we discovered last Sunday in church, we were talking about, if God be for us, then who can be against us? In fact, he proved that he was for us, and who spared not his only begotten Son, Jesus, in order that we might have life. And he says, how much more would he not give you all things? But it's easy when you see life circumstances being so difficult around us. It's so difficult that we too want to give up. We feel like, Lord, is there any way that you will deliver us? You know, the thing is so beautiful. We know how the story moves forward. As you get later in it, how God raises up Moses as a deliverer. God uses Moses in such tremendous way to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt. Do you remember how many that went down with Jacob down into Egypt? There was only 70. And as they leave Egypt, there's some 1.6 million people leaving. They certainly were prosperous, even during difficult times. God had kept his word to them, to Abraham. He says, out of thee will become a great nation. And 1.6 million people, some 400 years after the time of Joseph, underneath the cruel hands of the taskmaster, that nation grew. You know, maybe there in times of difficulties is an opportunity for us to grow in our walk with the Lord. Maybe circumstances would cause us even that much more to look up. I know in my life that I know when things are going easy, sometimes I forget to pray. Sometimes I don't read the word like I should. But boy, I tell you, when the heat gets dialed up a little bit, there I am in prayer and in God's word. Just be encouraged that God hasn't lost sight of us, even as our psalmist was basically saying, my eyes fail for seeking your salvation and your righteous word. Yes, at times it does get weary on our side, but the good shepherd has never lost sight of us. And I pray that all of us would remember that we serve a good shepherd, and he knows his sheep, and he calls us by name, and he loves us this day. And so until next time, may God richly bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.